So while people are having some corner issues with that, we seem to have kind of handled it.
We have some pre-school traffic.
We've got nothing. I just not seeing the drop as well.
I can't see the traffic.
DMA Alec and DMA Free Coherent. We looked at interrupts, interrupt handlers, and probing. And we wrote an interrupt handler and we registered it. So,
this is the application to this, right? Instead of spinning wave the interrupt, it would be logical to let somebody else do work and guess the interrupt's going to take a while and wake us up when that happens. Okay. The way to sleep in the kernel is called schedule. Right? So you could call schedule, it comes straight back at you. This way, you're the best person to run. If you know how the running task is, select the idle task. The idle task slows the machine down, does all those things until somebody wakes up. We call wake up process. It takes all those struct, task, struct, stars, which is lying around the kernel. And then the third point you can see actually current. It will start the process. Because for example, if you're an interrupt handler, well, you're running, right? What it does do is sets the state to task running, and then the next call to schedule, schedule will find it and start running. Well, it could still be more important things. Sooner
all the apps that are waiting for the keyboard. So same thing with I/O, network, or if your app falls asleep for 10 minutes and all this stuff in user space, well, the kernel equivalent of all this is this. This is how it's going to be. So we're going to do that right now.
How long does it take before your task starts running?
If no one wakes it, never.
No, if you do wake it.
Anywhere from instantly to... Who knows?
Yeah.
The task that's woken up is, say, a real-time task and has the highest priority on the system, it'll register real-time tasks, never blocks the process indefinitely. That's like a Unix thing, like a rule that all applications make work harder. Because other systems don't have that concept.
Recall that current is the task struct of the currently running process. These should be swapped. After activating the device, switch instead call sleep. And now in the interrupt handler, there's a, your spec sheet tells you, right? There is a bit that gets set that the interrupt handler can check. And when the interrupt handler occurs, it could check the bit.
No, don't bother with that.
Don't bother.
When the interrupt handler hits,
you know. So the hard part here is you have to link those two tasks.
So more use of the LR3K structure.
Is he seeing the encryption occur? Questions?
Interrupting and seems to have sleeping, but it seems to be sleeping for a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
Okay.
Right. Anyone have any guess why it's sleeping for a long time?
No, the interrupt is firing.
Sleep isn't setting the process runnable.
Well, no, that's not quite right.
Okay. Right.
Should we give it to them?
Yeah.
That was a USB key question.
I know.
Okay. Oh, well. That's good. It's one more for us. Okay. Will it tend to result in obsesses? In this case, obviously not. We designed the example so. Three. If you're getting an obs, you probably stuffed the wrong thing, like one of the other guys did, into the void star. Like, say, you're putting your struct LR3K and you pull it out as a pdev. Processes in the Linux kernel are in various states. Sleeping, running, interruptible, not interruptible. And in fact, in the task struct, like current, there's a variable called state, which is one of those states.
It's gone. Never ever get it back.
And there's a macro called setCurrentState, rather than like current pointer state equals task interruptible. You just do setCurrentState, task uninterruptible. Now, sleep is doing this for you automatically. It's setting itself to uninterruptible. It's setting up a timer to wake itself up. And it's calling scheduler. Okay. Someone, yeah?
Well, sorry, is that
if we set our current state to task interoperable before we do the activate thing, and then we call schedule timeout.
Especially with waiting on device IO, not just with interrupts. In fact, we have 20 mappers making this. Wait a minute, prepare to sleep. It's an ongoing problem.
Okay. So it's a classic bug. You'll be happy to know that when I wrote this driver, I made this mistake, which is why it's in here. Threw those out. That's
I thought it was missing scheduled H. C sucks. You can't tell the difference between not having a header. Yeah. I thought it was missing scheduled H, but it wasn't. I wondered the same thing when everyone started submitting those patches.
I thought everyone just had a scheduled timeout.
Someone a while back was submitting. They like use M delay instead.
I think it was because we split time into real time and machine time for things like big machines where you've got you're running. So M slip.
Answer that question.
M-sleep does this.
Did you catch that?
No.
It's because it loops. M-sleep will always sleep. If spurious wake ups, it'll just go back to sleep. Which makes the problem even worse, right? I mean, you know, it comes in, it's going to... Okay, so is everyone split? Set current state to interoperable, done the programming stuff, and hit schedule timeout.
So we looked at how processes sleep by calling schedule. Processes have state, like running and sleeping. But most people don't call schedule directly. They use crap like sleep or schedule timeout. There's also things like semaphores and wait queues. And you call wake up process.
For example, I'm going to wake up the request and I'm going to send a request to now.
Uh-huh.
The naive mode of coding.
Right.
If the request submits another request,
yes.
I would then...
Yes, there's a race. Yeah. Because we don't have locks. And we'll get to that if we have time. But
yeah, we're going to. What we're going to do is we're going to stop
being interactive. Yeah, it's very good.
I'll address it, but I want to be clear as to whether or not that exists in the
queue. I mean...
Oh, yes, we should. May I put the machine back up? Okay, so let's have a look at this. We'll get rid of drop that.
Man, I'm writing the VFS stuff. I've wanted them to do that.
Yeah, but... Okay. Now, Peaky, you get to play yourself.
Oh, I get to play myself?
You get to play yourself. I get to play like the naive newbie who says, why don't I write the code? Okay. Yep.
skip that.
Well, we're not going to skip it. We're just going to talk to it. We need another hour. Extra. Yeah. When we started, like, 20 minutes late, so. We'd need probably another hour plus however long it takes to do the stuff we're going to do.
All right.
Someone else has had that, and that's the sort of crap we deal with in the kernel all the time. It takes forever to find.
Make sure that you're doing PCI set drive data before you prime the interrupt. Yeah.
Bridges been removed first.
So for the past week, I've been trying to get replication stuff going. And so it's like, okay, I'm either forming the row properly to inject in here, or we're going to either get complete crap, seg fault.
Are we starting soon?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's... Okay.
Oh, I did an import of MySQL 5.1 tree into Bazaar.
Cool.
And
with dash dash automatic?
Yep.
Yeah. And otherwise it would have been handy.
Yeah. And I did a import just to check out copy, like without revision history. It took about 5 minutes. The archive is about 15 meg, which is good because the unpacked source is about 80.
Have you used that? You got a new low speed USB device? And if you do an LS USB, we can see your active card in your zip. But it hasn't popped up a storage device for it.
The history has some overhead.
So it doesn't believe that it's a piece of flash memory.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Within the archive. When you branch another archive, it has to take a, I'm fixing them. Does the kernel have a list of protection?
Yes.
I want to know more about it in this
book. Didn't see it at all.
It's a list so you can handle.
Should see this one?
Things,
yeah. Well, the card can only work with it once, so it's probably not the right level to extract it, but a real card.
Very good.
Now the people are busy sniffing the land. And now the people are busy sniffing the land.
Well, they kid out the exception. I'll put up the patch series. I'll put this like the full patch series actually. Okay. Alright, there's still a lot of people. Even though it looks like everybody. Give or take.
I was just wondering if you did sense what you were doing, that's why I came down to.
Not yet, but I may be shortly.
back in now?
And you might probably just give it a block when it's done.
4 o'clock?
And that's like the last bit of the report. And you might have to just take
So did anyone get this working? Yes? Cool.
I think you're going to be able to keep up if you type really fast, because basically you're just going to go pop, 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 pop through everything. You can sit back and you can absorb the goodness. Okay? Absorb.
And we will all put this online later, because I know you all want to go and do this.
Finish your driver.
Yeah. So.
Someone asked earlier if we have a linked list library in the kernel. We do.
Turns out we do.